Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 241. It's all a bit rushed. Nathan, bless him, owes the love of the week because he's not been feeling well, and of course he came out and sold, so huge thanks. But Avanti did an Avanti. It's been one of those days, so no pre-match. This is it, straight to it. So we won a game of football, and I remember about a year ago we beat Everton, was it 3-0, and it was a perfectly mundane, acceptable, okay in parts, drab in other places. You could see we were just like, at moments a better team might have got through us, but we did some things very well. And how many times have we said we just want to see us win at home and comfortably? And we did. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. Yeah, I think, like you say, it was just a comfortable, almost boring game, really. Like, you know, they didn't really show anything. And we did the job, and like we said just as we got off the tram, that, you know, about it being slightly dull, but you'd take a dull game and win 3-0 than all the dull games where we haven't won in the last year or so. So,
and we're
this isn't me complaining, isn't it? It's nice to win. and win comfortably without any real threat.
Surging up the Europa table and surging up the league table, 13th and 15th.
Wow.
Look at that. No, but I mean, like, you can not. There's part of me, I'm not, the word isn't glad, but I'm acceptable that we haven't suddenly showed a miraculous side under Rude, you know, that this is what we are. But what he has done is we're a bit better.
Well, I think
we're taking our chances a bit more. And great goals today.
It shows that, I think it does show that Ten Hag was his own worst enemy, though, for not playing Ugarte.
Yeah.
Because I spoke to my dad and he said he was made man of the match.
Was he, right?
He's been brilliant, you know, he's no frills. He can't, you know, he's not going to be spraying the ball around or anything, but he's like a little terrier, isn't he? He's just like nipping at the heels and he just cleans things up.
You would have missed it. On Thursday, before the game, Rude was interviewed and he said, Ugarte and Casemiro have a great understanding, they have a good relationship, they communicate really well, and it brings out the best of both.
That's
and
good.
I thought we're seeing a better Casemiro.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is on Ten Hag, you know, like dark things.
And I think that, looking back, we've already said, haven't we, Ugarte clearly wasn't a Ten Hag signing, and he's not played him, and it's like, well, it's his own fault for the way
we've got consistent defensive duo, which helps, and that Eric didn't have. But I mean, we can't keep that. I did think Mazzarri made a couple of mistakes, but was very good.
De Ligt is
really maturing into the player we
hoped to be. De Ligt's getting his feet, and he's finding his feet, and looking more solid. I love Mazzarri. I think he's my current favourite player. I think he's brilliant.
On a low bar, he's probably been player of the season. Hoyland today.
I don't think he really did anything really again.
He looks knackered.
Ahmad looked good again. He's really bright. He's lovely.
Here's a question before.
I think that's the comparison, isn't it? He, you know, Ahmad, he looks bright going forward. He'll take a man on. He, you know, little flicks and stuff. He's got that confidence. He'll track back, and he was like helping. Defensively, and you compare it to Rashford, who didn't do any of this.
Well, here's my question. So I said to the lad next to me, what would you give Rashford today? And he said, and we both agreed, 4 would be cruel, but 6 would be too much praise.
So you're saying
a 5 out of 10. And no, but it was, the reasoning being, you couldn't say lack of effort, but he should go off today. I'm glad he made the sub. I was saying he should have done it half time. He should think Ahmad, less ability, but had more drive to be wanting to win the ball, be at the ball. And the amount of time, and Rashford is confident, I'm sure this is affecting him as well. So the whole maelstrom over him isn't helping him. But he's taking the safe and easy option, and he's doing what Paul used to accuse McTominay of doing. He's looking for the marker to get close to the marker so he doesn't have to do. I mean, why didn't he take the man on about 3 or 4 times?
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of today, Paul?
It was okay. Routine home win, which we want to say. I want more boring games like that against nondescript opposition. where where it's all very comfortable. We don't see that anymore. It used to be a regular feature where we were like, when we were a really good team, you'd sort of quite regularly turn up and it was just the routine home win. And so I've got no complaints about that. That's what I want. I want to come and watch this and with no trauma and very few talking points. So yeah, fine.
And Rashford?
Crap. Said for ages, his fucking head's gone. He's crap. Absolute waste of time. I've no idea why he's still being started. He shouldn't be anywhere in it. He should be made to earn his place and then seize an opportunity when he gets one, because he's fucking not interested.
What I thought, Garnacho was needed a rest, and look, we get the goal, so that was what we said we wanted off Garnacho, his immediate response. That's what you want to see. I mean, like, Rashford wasn't even making his runs today.
In fairness to Rashford, he's probably been 10% better than he has been last season. There has been a slight improvement, but you've just said it now, what score would you give him today? It's a fucking 5-5 all across the board, yeah, at best. It's fucking hopeless. I'm not sure really what he offers.
How do we sort it?
Well, I would stop trying to sort it and would look to be sort of moving him out, because
by moving on.
Yeah.
Rather than sorting him out.
But no one else is going to pay in $300,000 a week in world football.
It's such a shame, isn't it? It's a sad, like, decline. But maybe, I said to Mike, is the season where he was really good was the anomaly, a bit like United being the exception to, you know, like,
it's like the COVID year. I was watching a bit of footage the other day of some of the football we played with Pogba, Cavani, Rashford, Fernandes, you know, when Bruno's early days, where he was having an effect every single game, and that's the best football we've played, isn't it, since Ferguson left, that COVID year.
But they had no pressure because there was no fans to give them, so we were good away because we were out of the lion's den.
And he was playing for a new contract.
But he's not the reason. I mean, I do. You get my point. Like, I look at Højlund and sometimes think, yeah, he's got it, and he worked his socks off today, and then others think, we're not creating for him still.
No, but he's not, Barney.
He wasn't a goal threat again.
I don't know. The more we're now, like, out. Last year, you know, he was adjusting. He perhaps still is that stage. He's still very young. But you can't watch that and think anything other than he's just a bit of a car sauce. I mean, the amount of times he receives the ball and it pings off him or he turns straight into his marker, it's like there's that sort of thing in his general all-round play. Can't be taught. That's just a general thing you have at 15.
In my United-itis, I'm glad there's a separation, you know, like, Rude hasn't set the world, you know, great, go, he's got to go, you can't have him lingering with a new bloke.
Why?
Also,
why,
because it won't work. It wouldn't work.
Do you not reckon?
No, it's too much politics.
But for me, he was an Ineos appointment, wasn't he?
Yeah, but still, you can't, the new bloke's bringing whatever, five of his own men, he'll go, what, Rude, what, you've just been in charge of these, so, but also, in my neurosis.
City kept Brian Kidd,
yeah, but it's a total different, Kiddo's the figurehead totem mascot in the dressing room.
Yeah, I'm not sure he'll go. Maybe he'll go in the summer.
But it's like the sporting result worried. Great, because we all celebrated it, but it was like, I don't want people getting ahead of themselves. This bloke has got 50 issues to deal with in that dressing room. The Rashford, how are we not dynamic? How are we so inconsistent? Why can we only be in spurts, you know? So I don't want people thinking, hopefully he's as good as he's shown in the championship, but like, let's hold, we've got so much patience ahead of ourselves to say, it's not going to turn on a sixpence.
I don't think we should expect any sort of sudden uptick in form. The guy's got 18 months, because history shows us, if we're not challenging for the title the year after next,
well, this,
no, sorry, not next season, the season after, if we don't start that season as title contenders, then he'll be fucking gone, won't he? Because the club,
the dynamic has changed now. That's it, they've set their stall out. I mean, for all the thing with Eric, it was a long wobble because it's been a year of inconsistency.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have buckled and shown that unless we're competing, we are now that other club I was always scared about. Danny, what do you make it?
Sorry, the point I was going to bring up was what he did about Brian Kidd. That's why I was trying to wave at you, but he beat me to it about Van Nistelrooy.
What did you make it today?
Yeah, pretty much what's been said. It was, you know, we won 3-0 and we still come away questioning it. I think it's a bit unfair. The opposition were bobbins and we just played maybe to their level, and to walk away 3-0, you've got to be happy with that. But it wasn't edge of the seat, gripping stuff. Some of the, I don't know, I just think Hoyland's not good enough. I think Xerxes not good enough. We're going to another point about Rashford. I don't know if any of us noticed it. I did, and I know I tapped Paul. First half, Bruno was on the edge of the box, ready to cross it, and he got caught in possession, and then he turned around and he yelled at Rashford because he was waiting and waiting and waiting, and he was even pointing for Rashford to make that run into the box, and he didn't, and then Bruno got caught in possession. And it's like, why isn't he running? Why aren't you running in the box when you've got Bruno on the edge of the other side of the box waiting to curl it in? Why are you just stood still? He's just lazy. I don't know what it is. He really is.
There's something. We've scored some good goals recently. That's another massive positive. And Ahmad Rood came on Thursday and he went, do you know what? He wasn't playing under Eric. He got his head down. He said, I want to do extra training. I want to do extra shooting. I want to do extra crossing. And you think that's the attitude. That Ahmad, for me, isn't where we want to be level. But he's then getting to that level. And he's always putting a shift for us. And that should be like, the other players should take note thinking, you know, like...
Yeah, he chases things which other players wouldn't even turn... It wouldn't even capture their attention or think to such.
And that lad who posted, you know, the stats, loathe to put stats, but and it's Sunderland and Rangers, but at every club, including us, he's been a massive goal threat. And you think, from when we're a team who aren't a massive goal threat, fucking it's a no-brainer. So I was really pleased, like, he made the change. Garnacho, come on, hungry. Rashford should definitely not be starting at Ipswich. You know, that has got to... You've got to dangle the carrot by going... You're not playing. I mean, this is a 2 or 3 year debate.
Ahmad deserved to start today after his performance on Thursday. And that's one thing where Ten Hag sort of like lost people's faith, because under Ten Hag, Ahmad would have been on the bench today for some inexplicable reason. And whereas at least there's a correlation now between your performance and whether you feature in the next game, and that's the way it's got to be. It's got to be a meritocracy, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The other positive is Ugarte in the middle played really well, but what he does, nothing special, he just does his job, as Keane would say, but it takes pressure off the defence.
He's showing for the
ball. He's basically putting a shift in.
That's a massive
difference. He's a midfielder.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do, apparently.
It's revelationary.
We've seen it for 20 years.
No, but previously, we've only had Martinez, who's looking at the keeper. When the keeper's got the ball at his feet, we've only had Martinez, who's been happy to take the ball. That's why we were in such a fucking shit show last year.
It's also been only Martinez that will release the ball, whereas Ugarte today, loads of nice little balls down the wings.
He might not be the best player in the world, but that very fact that he's like actively looking to be engaged all the time is fucking massive positive.
And he runs.
What did you make the time?
Two poor mid-table teams is probably where I'd put it. I think like, we are where we are. We know that. Like, there's no. Like, I think like, actually, Mad coming in the pub and then looking and going, we're 3 points off fifth, which is like a weird way of putting it. I think
4 points off the Champions League.
Yeah, but it is
4 points off the Champions League.
But it is a.
How many off top? When Liverpool have their what? Fuck. Sorry.
It's a poor league, which. Is it a ball? I don't know. I think it's a league where there's so many similar teams in there. But unfortunately, we fit in with them all.
We're better than Leicester, though. Look across Leicester.
After today, you know, you've got to think Leicester will go down. Like, they are poor, aren't they? Like from front to back, they don't really give anything.
But it's such a shit league that really shit teams are going to survive, because utter shit are going to go down. That's how mad this league is this season.
I just think my frustration is just the level of football that we play in terms of... I said it before in the ground, we were in the pub beforehand with a few people. Our brand of football currently is just dull as dishwater. Like, and there are teams that are not necessarily better than us, but they're better to watch than us. And I just think that for me, if I put that to the manager,
that's a good point. And I think a lot of it, you look at your forwards, because how many shots in the game have we had? I know we've won 3-0, but it's not where we've been edge of the seat stuff all the time, is it? And peppering him.
We haven't got
the forwards.
No. We're not at that level, are we?
No, but look,
you don't get to that unless you.
Worse teams than us, but more exciting to watch. And I think that's a good point.
I thought today was perfectly mundanely acceptable, and that where we are is a good day for us. No, Paul.
I thought it was really boring rubbish. If I'm honest, I'd have left at half time, but he didn't want to leave.
But we saw 2.5 goals. On our end, in K-Stan's end.
Yeah, but isn't this a necessary part of the evolution? In that you have to go.
Say the word, Paul. Come on.
What?
Process.
Process. But for me, I'm quite. I'd be happy to win 1-0 playing shit football and like get a bit of defensive solidity and sort of like.
Yeah, you're not going to go.
You're not suddenly.
And that's why I'm almost relieved under Rude that they haven't completely shat the bed under Eric, that it's like suddenly we're winning every game 7-0 and there's that Ollie bounce. Because that Ollie bounce, however great it was almost an insult to how much they hated Jose, that it was like, oh, we'll enjoy our football today. No, but the Ollie after when Jose got the boot, the original at the wheel. No, but it's like...
I think the thing is, though, it's like, it's not, we are, like, we know that that is the situation we set ourselves in, but I suppose it's just a massive indictment of where we are as a club, that we've fallen so far that we're all sitting there going, good, well done. we're all, like, happy about, like,
us football fans are miserable bastards at the best of times.
I think that's the frustration, buddy, like, it's not... It's not that I've got no issue with winning 3-0 today. Like, I've walked out of the ground. I'm not pissed off. I'm not like angry about it. I'm like, but
that one.
10 years ago, would any of us walked into this pub now and gone and accepted that level? Like, I just think it's a bad level.
I think we would. I think that.
I've never disputed their effort, though. It's just their skill level or their confidence level, which leads to skill level. Their decision making is ropey. Their time.
They gave a lot of giving away to them. Yeah. If we were playing against a better team.
But that's, I'm almost resigned to. I will be amazed if we approach those three games, possibly at the Emirates, because you never know with that lot. But I would be amazed if we get more than 2 points out of those three away games. We're in for a rude awakening still this season.
A rude awakening.
A rude.
Which away games?
Arsenal, City, and Liverpool.
City? They've lost 4 in the bounce, man. We're going to fucking hammer them. We're going to hammer them. This shit.
This, I can't.
But the thing is, it's not a rude awakening, buddy. We all know what's going to happen.
Us football. For months and months, we've been going, turn up at Old Trafford and, you know, like, win a game, see some goals. And we've all done that. So we even got a miracle because the trams were shit after the game to sum up my travel. And it went from Cornbrook. And then it said...
The minor miracle took place, didn't it?
It changed on the board, so it's going to Deansgate.
Yeah.
Can I have a bugbear from Thursday? I did think, and this is what Eric would have done, is around about the 80-minute mark when subs were being made, why not bring Wheatley on? What is the point? I understand Mount for minutes, but what was the utter point of bringing Rashford, Martinez, and making the same subs when you've got the kids and you're 2-0 up? I know we're fragile, but I just thought it's a no-brainer to give them 10 minutes. Amas and Wheatley could have had 10 minutes there, and I didn't see the point of bringing...
Wheatley's crapping in. I don't rate him, so... Amas looks...
He's not very good on... FC25.
Amas is a good player, but he's nowhere near physically ready yet. It's about putting him on the bench and having him around the squad. I don't think either of them should be playing, personally. Amas is one for three or four years.
Yeah, but you'd give him 5 minutes in a pauk. You know, when are you not going to get... Like Bodo Glimt, if we go 2 or 3-0 up, give some of the kids some minutes. No,
but it's only... Yeah. In fairness, we had to win that game on Thursday. to qualify.
Well, how are you with now you're all in Europa?
Well, I am a Europa guy, as I've stated numerous times. I was actually turned up for that on Thursday.
And stayed till 96 minutes or whatever.
I did. Because my engagement with the team is crucial. Europa League is crucial.
For the trips, I'd hasten to add, as well as the Bilbao factor. Does a Europa man dress differently from a Premier League man?
No, but it's his mindset.
Cheese. They have a lot of cheese.
No. The mindset is different to your average Premier League.
Have you not seen his white bowler hat? The man from Del Monte.
He travels in a white. Who was that journalist who wore
a white? You bring a white handkerchief when you're not happy. You don't just walk out. You wave the white handkerchief. There's Cuban cigars involved, smokes in the ground.
Why have I never been invited to this?
I drink wine in the ground. I bring a carafe.
Have we got
peanuts, which are thrown liberally around?
Pistachio nuts.
Yeah, pistachios.
It?
Yeah,
loads. I remember going to Real Madrid B game.
It's a mindset.
Millions of pistachio nuts all over the show. What are you doing? Put them in a bin. Just leaving them on the floor for someone to pick up. It offended me, that. Have we got anything to add today before we go?
I've got a bit of an enjoyment, which is just improved my move.
From the game?
No, not from the game. So my boss is a Spurs fan, and he's just texted me saying, Ange out.
Well, that's Spurs.
Which really sums up where you just wouldn't want to be. We are better than that.
I've got a hate of the week.
Right, let's get... But Spurs being... What pisses me off this season is we drew at Palace, shit team. Lost to West Ham, shit team. Spurs absolutely taught us a lesson, and they're not very good, and that still but today we've had a shit train journey. I just wanted to see goals on us win, and we've done that, so that is a good day for me. And if as long as we get back home, that is literally my Luddite. I'm just disappointed with Rashford, but we could have said that at any stage in the last 2 years. Nathan's come up an absolute blinder, really kind, didn't have to do that. We've sold out of the mag. That's fantastic. And the rest is as a simple fan, every player leaving that pitch apart from Rashford will go, and maybe Hoyland, my confidence is higher than when I got on.
Steve was good today. That deserves a mention.
Steve was good. He had
His dress code.
Oh, I didn't.
No, he was came like he'd come from the gym.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Jogging bottoms on. Jogging bottoms.
I don't look at my mate's lower regions.
he ran up the steps to his seat like Rocky.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously, because he had a pair of tattoo bottoms on.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's just, for a grown man, that's embarrassing. They should stay in the house or the gym.
Yeah, I agree. Seriously. I agree. But it was quite a left field choice, but you know, but maybe that's the future.
But Steve had a 12-hour nap.
Yeah. And then he yawned. I'm just gonna say a 12-hour nap.
No,
asleep.
Yeah, sorry.
Hours. How do you do that with two kids under five? You know what I mean?
And then it just... But we said he's a bear, he's hibernating. Right.
Yeah.
Mark, I'll get on to you. Can I just say, I had a bug as well. I know they're going around. So I didn't eat 36 hours this week. So I just craved sugar. I was feeling Tuesday really ropey.
Why were we brought
in? Well, because you get on to you. But I said... you know what, I really fancied two things. Some fruit pastels, bizarre, and I haven't had them in about 20 years. And some opal fruits. They don't call them that anymore. They're called Starburst. So, Starburst. So I opened it up and I thought, I haven't eaten now. I've had water, but that's it. Horrible, horrible bug. I had an opal fruit, and the first one was purple, and I actually felt, this is fucking disgusting. Who the fuck invented a purple fucking... I had a childlike strop at 53 going, I haven't fucking eaten, and someone's given me a fucking... But they're everywhere now. The whole pack had about five purple ones. Fucking demented. I was not happy.
I have to say, Ryan, if that's all you've got to worry about.
I was.
Life's going well.
Life wasn't going well because things were coming out both ends and it was like a scene out of The Alien. And I just wanted a bit of sugar, but fruit pastels as well as Nathan. Oh, I haven't had a fruit pasta in 20 years. That was 20 top
years.
Dollar.
20 years.
But it's even got the same packaging, which I was impressed with.
Oh, that's still got the silver paper.
Yeah, the crinkle paper. Right.
It's one of the supermarkets. I don't know, maybe John Lewis are doing... You can buy Quality Street for Christmas and it's all the one flavour that you like. You
don't like
so you could have you could write John in Lewis. And have your
yeah, I do like a bit of variety, like.
Honestly,
yeah.
Well,
right. And a little observation. No one noticed Martin Buchan last week. It was only a week ago, it feels. No, but I mean, like, no one as he walked to the ground after seeing us. And I just thought, there's 77. And he passed 100. No one recognised him. How sad is that? And then Nick said, no one recognised Wes Brown going in today. Right, one last story, and then we'll get on Loves and Hates. Is Shane, I won't name the hotel, but Paul had sorted a room for him, given him a room key, saying, room such and such. Dump the bag in there on Thursday night at Palk. Shane trots off with said key card. Couldn't get in the room, so goes down to reception. Similar surname of a name of the youngster, the son, Mark, is involved. So he says, the bloke down in reception says, oh yeah, I'll let you in. Lets him in. Shane, we hope, didn't do anything like have a poo or anything.
No, but he did.
Yeah, he said that he...
Well, got himself... freshened up, made the bar, had it in the bathroom, spent a few minutes, noticed the two bags, came and met Paul in the pub, said, yeah, difficult getting in room such and such. Paul went, that's not our room. So Shane had to ring Hotel, who was obviously frantic because that's not looking good for his CV either, go back and get his bag from a room that the occupants didn't know that a stranger had been in. Shane, what the fuck? You need to lay off those shandies.
You know when you said he freshened up, I hope he pulled one off.
Okay, now. Oh, Danny's just take. Right. Mark's hate.
I've already done my love.
Is that any hate?
Mate, nice.
No, we've won 3-0.
Yeah, I've got one this week.
Go on.
Fucking pianos in train stations.
Stacey.
Steve not like that.
No, hates it.
Oh, right.
You don't listen to this podcast either, do you?
No. Well, I'm usually too embarrassed because I like what, like last week, for instance.
No, you can't make excuses now, Paul.
No. Mikey said to me on Tuesday or whatever. He said, "Have you listened to the podcast?" And I was like, "No." And he just like looked at me and shook his head. And then I was like, "Right, well, okay, I won't listen to that." I usually don't know what.
Steve is offended by.
They're awful.
But someone was playing one at 7 o'clock. No. What time train did we get this one? I got an 8 o'clock. There was someone playing one at 7:15. That's uncalled for.
Show up.
Yes.
Do you know what? I had a very offensive. Now I go for Euston every day. I went the other day and they were playing and singing. Like, that is a level that they've got. That's a level too far. They were playing badly and singing badly.
To recall, for the people who do listen, go back to the Red News pub crawl in Birmingham where Steve said, no one goes and says, neck a pint of Guinness, Steve. Well done, and gives a round of applause or watches them. So that was Steve. Danny, you got any loves or hates?
What do you want? I missed the question.
No, you're not even listening to it now. This is a new love.
Hate of the week? I don't know if I've got one. You lot moaning about a 3-0 win.
I'm not moaning.
On the wing, tackling himself and kicking it into touch. That was annoying. And I can't mention it again, because I've mentioned it before, but them pricks in front of us filming every minute. It's just panic.
Lots of corner takers.
Not even goals. Just like corners. Film a corner. Why? Just watch Match of the Day. Tape it. Fucking... stop it. Anyway, that's it.
But I take photos when we score for the mag and that. Am I allowed?
Well, thankfully you're sat behind me, because if you were sat in front, I'd be launching your phone.
The Moretti's terrible in the prep today. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crap. But it's usually good. So that's a disappointment. Go on.
This is I've looked forward to the Guinness during ill period. That's all right. Loves, hates?
Just not feeling well. There's a hate. But I'm alright. I'm not too bad.
Give him a hug, Paul. He's not feeling too bad.
I don't want to get it.
Yeah, that'll do. That's
short
it.
And sweet, really. Yeah. Paul, loves and hates?
My hate of the week is a lack of effort and enthusiasm half-hour.
team, and also sitting in the dark in a pub.
We sound even as miserable as usual. This could sound like a fucking 3-0 defeat.
Well, the thing is, it's not the it's not a lack of enthusiasm. It just think like we shouldn't walk out of a 3-0 and not feel inspired, and that's probably that's why I hate us. It's not that, like, I love the fact we won 3-0, but it's the lack of inspiration that has given me. I should be on top of the world, and I'm not, and I'm confused by that feeling. That's probably the best way I can describe our team.
Yeah, but we're gonna have Barnsley to the end of the season to click on to. There ain't gonna be many games where we go, that was.
And I completely understand that, and I get it, but I suppose it's just a weird feeling to walk out of a free. Like, if we'd won 1-0 today, I could have completely quantified how I feel.
We scraped the 1-0.
The fact we won 3-0 and I still feel like that is a very alien feeling. And yeah, it should have been like that.
Is it the classic, is it us, not them? Like, what are we going for? We're going to see our team win games of football. You know, I know, with that overall, but where we've come from, today's a good day. I know it's not, and we don't get, we're in what, G now? So how do we get to, we need to get to B, don't we, by the end of the season? Like, top four, fighting for top four by the end of the season is possible. And you only get that by confidence building wins like this. Well, strange.
I don't think top four is possible, but yeah, we're
a million miles.
Fifth, I think. But
yeah, but look at the top four. Look at, it is a poor league this season. Loads of teams. Oh, for fuck's sake. Hey!
Seriously?
Jesus, what have you done to your dad?
Brighton, Villa, all them teams, they're going to be above us.
Forest will be above us.
Yeah.
Fifth or sixth, I think, is probably realistic.
Anyway,
no, but
highlight of the week. This time,
but what,
I watched
Sporting the goals, and I just thought, we've got to be cautious. We are a team that plays in halves, plays in spurts, which we saw today, and sometimes slows the game too much, and it raises expectations up a notch. But it's always good to see the divs getting done. This man is coming in. That's something to get excited about. He's not going to work miracles in 2 weeks, but let's see.
It's going to take time, because especially this season, either he's going to have to compromise, or if he doesn't compromise and he does bring in his 3-4-3, it's going to take time for our players to get used to that. So we can't expect things miracles. No.
I think we have to be very realistic where we are, who we are.
I think he's already agreed that they're not going to go and sign a load of Sporting players in January, are they?
I think you've got to give him the rest of the season to try.
Yeah, but what we think United are, our image, you know, United way, that's for another day, but it's not what we are now. So and the one thing, the interesting, you know, we said we'd give Eric time, did we? Well, yeah, we know he'd run out of it, but it's a very interesting argument that, you know, like, then we said as soon as it's not working under Ineos, you're gone. So no manager is going to get, it's a redundant saying, we're going to give him time. As Paul said, you know, like, if we suddenly flamed and we did a Villa Boas, they'd get rid of him by the end of the season. So there's no such thing as time at United anymore. There's it's a changing form. As long as you do all right and compete, but we should say we're going to give Amery 2 years from now, and he probably will get that. But it's a redundant, you know, like, concept. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'd like him.
You're not going to be if we're shit for longer than 3 or 4 months, then he. That's,
I'm not sure if they're good enough. Yeah, I'd like him to be brave and try a couple of the youngsters. Just give them a little taste and then pull them out again. And just try and be brave and think, well, what we've got isn't working. Well, a lot of our players we've got now won't adapt to his
system.
But it's
difficult, way, isn't it? Paul?
Oh, yeah,
because
no.
You can't plug youngsters sometimes.
No, no, what I said, just give them a little taste. And I was a bit like Fergie used to give them a taste.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then, but that's what Thursday,
then you don't hear from him for a month. I thought that's what you've got to work towards.
Ahmed is the example today. He's done very, very well.
I'm really happy for him. I was chatting to a guy yesterday who's a City fan, who he knows his football. What? And he was saying he he said he's worried because it looks like that, like especially with this with bringing in Amorim, he said it seems like this new regime is starting to.
Well, wouldn't it be great if they missed the trick on him and to bring up that spitting bastard?
Like he knows about football. Like he writes, he's a football writer at Titans, and he was like, this could be
putting up that. Mention that spitting bastard. Turn the moaning onto them, not us. Is he couldn't handle, I know Fergie was ungracious, but the way he was grabbing that Brighton player at the end of the game last night because he'd had a good game, it was there spitting as well, you bastard, but almost insulting, like you've had a good game against Haaland, and like really petty. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if this fucking we're on the up, surging up, and they go on their downers.
It'd be lovely.
But the concept, what I'm trying to say is, sad in a way, the concept of time as a United manager now is completely redundant. So we may as well stop saying we're going to give them time, because it relies on purely on you've got to be good. And that's what United should be.
And especially at the moment when the club can't afford to be not good. Do you know what I mean? We're on such a verge of, you know, like money in terms of money that they can't afford to be bad, and you know, and that's why we said about all the stadium stuff. Like, it's they can't afford to not be good.
Here's one last thing. They called it a focus groups on the separate to the regeneration committee. The club did approach me and say, do you want to be on the heritage and atmosphere focus group, whatever. It would be filmed, passed up. The image of Joel Glazer looking at me disturbed me immensely, but I said no, because the Red News has to be on the outside for whatever happens. We have to be on the outside looking in, and I stand by that, and I'm quite comfortable with that. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but you need someone on the outside, whatever's going on. And also a little detail that the club might have said, oh, you know, Red News is involved, when we're not, and I think I know where they're trying to go with all this. So just so you're aware, readers, that I said no. I slept that next couple of nights comfortably, because what's the point of tea and biscuits? And I hope most of you would understand. I know there were a few annoyances at Red News, but over time it's changed. It's seen my point of view that we've got to be a bigger, like we represent Nathan Sellin at the top, me and Nick the other side, we're just on the outside, and that's a visual metaphysical reference point of what a fanzine, you know, what we are as Red News. So I said no, and I don't know any more than that. That's it. Right, one question and then I'm done. I know you love these, Paul.
Ta-da!
What one thing do you want to see Amorim bring in the near, like, immediacy? Change.
A game plan that we can actually sit, like, a method of whatever we're trying to achieve, whether we achieve it or not, but just how we're trying to play, a system.
Yeah, but I think I agree, but Eric Borders today, we've got to change things up sometimes. We've got to play five at the back, four at the back, two wide, no wide.
He supposedly comes with a more positive approach. So play. I'd rather lose 3-2 and think we've given it a go than sit there boringly stupid.
Is this shaking Stevens? It is, isn't it? What's your.
I think similar. I think, you want a game plan, but you do also want him to be flexible with that, like you say. You don't want it to be
dogmatic.
Just some excitement. It'd be nice. And just
we had three moments of that today.
I just think if your team, whatever your team's ability is, if you play to the best of your ability and you've been bitten by another team, so be it. But as long as you've given it a go.
One thing you want to see him implement in the short term,
In the short term, the
smoking
third,
area.
No, what?
Smoking area.
No, serious. The first thing he's got to do, and it's essential he does this.
I think that's beyond his remit.
What he's got to do, the first thing he's got to do, is swap the fucking dugouts back. What that bell end Eric was swapping them. first thing he did, swap the dugouts. I mean,
what difference it makes?
Get them back swapped. Because I can't see what subs are coming on.
Well, you need glasses then.
Exactly, but I'm not wearing glasses, I'm a bit vain. So, swap the dugouts back. No, I'm fighting it.
In the words of Eric, I'd like a plan.
We know we're going to get a lift. It's how good that lift is, because that's what this United does. But wouldn't it be nice if this season still has something? Still a long way to go. Still has us in it in various forms. Right, and last one. Favourite Christmas song. I haven't done this in a while. Sorry, it's November the 10th.
No.
No,
too early for that.
It's too early.
All right. Fucking hell, all right. On that note, Last Christmas is a clanger. Did I say clanger? I don't even know. Right. Bye. Well, cheers, everyone. Thanks. Yeah. Sold out the mag. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Nathan.
When we used to win away, jingle bells.
Ipswich. Ipswich surely will win.
Well, the
power of Guinness. Nathan suddenly looks, there's colour in his cheeks.
Hopefully Ipswich have had their win today and we'll be alright in a couple of weeks.
I've got a love a week is Ruud van Nistelrooy, because it's coming.
Unbeaten.
Yeah, three wins, a draw, and you know, it don't feel like he's going to kick up a fuss that he's not been given the job. And I saw a quote where he was like, several quotes, so he just seems happy to have been able to do it, and maybe one day he'll come back. But I think it's great.
That's what United. He looks. We've got. No, it should have been Ruud van Nistelrooy. Mark was two handsome bastards. Ruud, he looks dapper, and this new guy, two bearded greats. Right. Cheers, everyone, to the regiment. Bye.